Never in my life have I been so humiliated as I was on August 10th at the London Gatwick Airport. I had just finished summer classes in Cambridge and was headed back with my father to Dallas, where he lives. For most of the year, I live with my mother in Indianapolis. My parents have been divorced since I was 2, and I've been flying back and forth for 15 years. On that awful day, airport shifted to high security procedures after an alleged terrorist plot was exposed to blow up as many as 10 passenger jets leaving Britain for the United States. My father and I pushed through masses of people to get to the check-in kiosk. We were forced to check everything except our passports and wallets. I even had to check my purse and instead carry a plastic, see-through bag for my personal feminine items. This was the beginning of my humiliation. After waiting in the longest security line I'd ever experienced for 45 minutes, my father and I put our plastic bags through the x-ray machine and stepped through the metal detectors. A tall, domineering woman impatiently ushered me to the side for a full-body pat-down. I was uncomfortable, shocked, and embarrassed as she searched me, especially when she lifted my underwires to check for possible threats. Humiliated and shocked, I cringed as strangers waiting in line watched the invasive process. Later, after some duty-free shopping, we were subjected to yet another pat-down at our gate. This full-body check was not nearly as rude as the previous one, but nevertheless, I still felt distressed and manhandled. Once settled at the gate, I tried to buy a drink from the pop machine, but it was taped and unplugged. I wondered why my father and I were allowed to buy chocolates at the duty-free shopping venue, but were prohibited from buying water. We waited another 2 hours at the gate for our flight crew to arrive. After we boarded the plane, we waited at the takeoff landing for another 5 hours for permission to fly into the United States. When the pilot announced that we were taking off, the passengers erupted in applause. As soon as we were airborne, I was served my first meal of the day at about 5:30 p.m., nearly 7 hours after our flight was scheduled to leave. My dad and I discussed the ludicrous security measures. What if someone put a bomb in his or her underwear? Would we be forced to travel naked? How far would nations and airlines stretch to maintain a secure environment? I love my country, and I believe that safety is a top priority. But I also love my civil rights, and believe that no matter how many different items we prohibit on planes, we'll never establish total security. For Y Press, I'm Michael McDowell. When they push, when they pull, tell me, can you hold on? When they say you should change, can you lift your head high and stay strong?
Jump on.